on that's to come. But first, this is a lovely, lovely story. It's always good to bring good news, and actually really nice to hear when people work together and get something done. And this is how one Norfolk charity has been helping another. King's Lynn and West Norfolk's Talking Newspaper has now got new recording equipment, and it's thanks to a grant from Norwich's version, Chatterbox. And Sandra Kessel's a volunteer there and joins me. Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Kayleigh.
Oh, it's always lovely. It's lovely to hear stories like this in Norfolk. So how did this all come about?
Well, we're a very fortunate charity because somebody many years ago endowed the charity very well, and that enabled us to run the operation pretty smoothly and not having to fundraise. So we found ourselves with a bit of a surplus and just looked around and thought, how can we disperse this? And we've already made a grant actually to the Windham and Attleborough Talking Newspaper, and this is the second grant that we've made, and that's to King's Lynn and West Norfolk Talking Newspaper. So very happy to do that. We've also made a grant to Great Yarmouth, but I think they've yet to buy their equipment. So I might come back and ask you to talk about that as well. So yeah, we're very lucky, but we want to spread that good fortune around.
And I think that's such a lovely way to do it. And you know, I work in sort of charities. I do performing arts, and it is a community. Actually, you think at a point where everyone's kind of in rivalry with each other, it is a community. Is that the same with Talking Newspapers?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know so much about King's Lynn. I think there are about 20 volunteers over there. We've got about 90, and they work on a rotating sort of shift to record this week's newspapers, so the UDP, the Evening News, now do our own version of something called Just Talk, and there'll probably be some familiar voices if ever anyone wants to listen to that. And of course, we're always keen to get out to new listeners. So if you know of someone who's vision impaired or blind, that's, you know, just look up Chatterbox or look up your local talking newspapers. I think I saw that there was something like 35 in the eastern region altogether, so you can find your local, very local news, or your Norfolk news. And there is a whole bank of volunteers behind that recording every week, or every 2 weeks, I think, in the case of King's Lynn.
And I mean, it's so important, isn't it? And you know, we know this here on BBC Radio Norfolk, and we know, you know, having local news makes you feel part of where you live, doesn't it? It's absolutely. It's important to feel included, and especially, you know, maybe if you are facing barriers, you know, to have a service like this, it must be so important to people.
Yeah, and we're very keen for people to know that we exist, and we're very reliant, I think, on people hearing from their relatives or their friends. And I think the other thing is that maybe people think that all our listeners are older, but actually we have younger listeners coming through as well. We've got about 400 listeners who are blind and vision impaired, and we're mainly the Norwich area, but we also have another 500 in other parts of Norfolk. And that's they either listen on little sticks, which they can get a special Chatterbox player. It's a talking newspaper type player, and those are free of charge. We'll send those out free of charge. But you can also now listen on smart speakers, which and there is a sort of a little phrase, so you say open my talking newspapers and my talking newspaper, and then whichever talking newspaper you want to listen to. And we're putting on listeners every month when we get the figures for that. We're putting on listeners that way.
And it's just fantastic to see. So, you know, to be able to help out, you know, Windham and Attleborough or King's Lynn and West Norfolk, Great Yarmouth. So, you know, for the equipment that's been bought, especially for King's Lynn, so, I mean, how difficult is it to sort of get the money to get that kit without this grant? Is it possible?
Well, there are grants available, and I think people are quite well disposed to, like, the, you know, the Royal National Institute for Blind People. But if you want a grant, or if you want to make a donation to more local charity, talking newspapers are just brilliant. And you know, and they do things for nothing. But of course, equipment gets old, it gets damaged, or you know, the little USB sticks don't come back, or whatever it is, or the little boxes don't come back. So there's always that turnover, and that's really what this grant was all about. It was about helping the smaller talking newspapers around the country, around the county, sorry, to be able to replace that equipment and upgrade in some cases.
Mm. And I guess it's with all technology that it keeps updating, doesn't it? And the way you do it has to keep changing with the times, which then puts more pressure on the pockets, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not so involved in the technical side. My background is media, but it does keep evolving. And things like, the Alexa speakers, we have some of those that we will give out as well to people. And we've got somebody who will actually go into your house and help you. If you have an Alexa speaker, for example, she'll actually go in and help you to set it all up and so that you can listen. So,
and the feedback that you get from people that listen and people that subscribe, what kind of feedback do you get?
We still actually get letters, which is really nice. And we get people who write them either, via family or friends, and just say, my dad loved your talking newspaper, or how much they've enjoyed a certain feature, Just Talk features that we do now. There'd be a lot of familiar names, faces, voices on there, including some BBC Radio Norfolk presenters. So, they're really popular, and it's lovely to get that feedback. And we have an answer phone as well, so if people want to ring and let us know that way whether they've enjoyed it. And that's really heartening, because nobody gets paid. Everybody's a volunteer. And if you're giving up, even if you're giving up as little as 1 week, one afternoon a month or something, it's still a real buzz to know that you're hitting the right mark and you're doing a great service.
And it is such a great service. So look, if you haven't heard of it before and this is brand new information to you, then how can you find out more?
Yeah, well, you can go on the Chatterbox website. So that's www.cbtnfornewspaper.org.uk. If you do have a smart speaker already, Amazon Echo smart speaker, for example, just ask Alexa to open my talking newspaper. If you need... to find us, we're obviously online, and you can look on, there is a Talking Newspapers Association, Talking Newspaper Federation, there's a directory, there are 35 East of England Talking Newspapers listed on that, that's tnf.org, so you can find us somehow. And Vision Norfolk are brilliant. If you have any association with Vision Norfolk, they will help you as well find us.
And I mean, if you're living in Norwich at the moment, or whether it is Kingsland and West Norfolk with the talking newspaper there, or Wyndham and Attleborough, Great Yarmouth, I mean, I'm guessing they always need volunteers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now we're looking for a sound recordist, so I've just been talking to your guys in the sound recording, saying, do you know anybody who might like to come and do that? So we're looking for a new one, but yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. A lot of people enjoy doing that, especially perhaps if they retire. But if you're young and you want to do it, and you've got a weekday or week afternoon free, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, well, it's been lovely to hear from you, Sandra. Thank you so much from Chatterbox. And Jed, it's great to see that other talking newspapers are also benefiting from this. So thank you so much.
It's been brilliant. Thank you, Kayleigh. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no worries. Anytime.